Hey there, friends. Welcome back, and thanks again for tuning in to the Wake Up Great podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Anthony, sending you nothing but blessed vibes within your day today. Episode 2 is coming up next. Stay tuned. And we are back, friends. Episode 2 of the Wake Up Great podcast. Before I get into this episode, I've got to send love to all of you guys who've listened to last week's episode, who showed me love, who sent me any type of congratulations, wrote a review, rated the episode. I am incredibly grateful for you guys. I hope you can feel that vibe right there. With that being said, I had a whole episode already recorded for this week, and the vibrations kind of shifted for me, and I feel compelled to just to let go a different message. Definitely still powerful, still great, but just different from what was previously recorded. What I want to talk about today is how incredibly valuable life is. And I have to give you a little backstory on why I perceive life in that aspect. The reason why, to me, I'm always talking to whomever I know about how valuable this time is right now is because of how much stuff I've seen as a kid growing up, how many people have left me in my life, people that I've loved so dearly that are gone forever. And I looked at, because of that, it made me look at life in such a different way. Like, I'm not trying to be a downer on this episode. I want to lift you guys up and have you realize how incredibly precious your life is, how blessed you are to be waking up a whole nother day, and how the greatest gift we can give to ourselves is love, having balance within our life, and healing ourselves mind, body, and spirit. And it's so important that you guys really, really understand, you guys really do your research on how to heal yourself, how to balance your life, how to live a more fulfilled life, but every single day, not wishing for something to happen, something good to happen to you in the future, so that when it comes, then you'll be happy. It's more like owning it now, within the now, and definitely working towards living the greatest days of your life right now, like right now. There's so much power within that. And you're going to continue to hear some sort of message within every episode that goes back to living every single day fulfilled and with greatness. That's why it's called the Wake Up Great Show, because every day we wake up, right? So if we wake up every day, you might as well wake up great. And it's not going to be great all the time. I do understand that. I'm gonna be real, like you guys would be real with me within conversation. Like, how could we do that every day? How could we wake up great every day? For me, what it really comes down to is practices and routines. Not routines that drive you crazy every day, like going to a job that we can't stand. I'm talking about routines that help us progress within our life. So a routine example would be every day I watch something in the morning that makes me laugh my butt off. And the reason why I do that is because the energy of laughter creates and generates some sort of vibration, which keeps me in a mindset of worry less and enjoy more. Now, worry less and enjoy more does not mean sweep all of your problems under the rug and however it gets dealt, it gets dealt. No, what it means is not to overstress or create unnecessary anxiety within your life. Now, when you start to realize that there's power when switching that up, when you're used to stressing about everything and now you're kind of putting a pause on it and having a conversation with yourself. You're not crazy if you're having a conversation about how you can feel happier within your life. You're just reminding yourself and being one within yourself, communicating with yourself to live today feeling great so that tomorrow you can look back at today and say, man, like yesterday was great. I was in such a great mood let's do it again, and then let's do it again. And you start to notice a change in your life. But it all connects. You got to realize it all connects within your mind, body, and spirit. So in your mind, you want to continuously feed it greatness, like a Wake Up Great type of podcast, or just things that continuously make you feel good. If you're watching something that is consistently speaking about things that bring you down, that is incredibly unhealthy for you. So I would minimize the time you spend watching things that make you feel horrible. And the other thing is taking care of your body, being healthy within yourself. Also maintaining the balance, like I said before. Now, being healthy within doesn't mean you can't have all the great things that you want. It just means be conscious of what you're putting in your temple, because what you put inside your body, remember that gift, is going to reward you in the exterior and the interior. And I really hope you guys can resonate with it. I really hope you guys can feel me on that. And then the spirit, just owning who you are, embodying and embracing the blessed individual that you are, and talk to yourself in the mirror about that. Be great to yourself. We cannot be great to others, and we cannot live a fulfilled great life if we are not good to ourselves, if we're not loving ourselves. And that's so important to understanding how precious life is and how great life is. These are the keys to growing within. These are the keys to becoming the best form of yourself you can become. And you'll notice it as you do it. Get away from just allowing life to happen to you, and start taking charge of your life and start to create it. Start to create and to paint this canvas I like to call life, to create it, because we have it. I'm speaking from experience. This is not me reading off of a script. This is not me reading things that I've seen on Google. This is real life experiences. So as I close out this episode, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to do something today that will create the momentum for you to have better days within your life. Instead of waiting for the love of your life to fall on your lap, instead of waiting for that perfect job opportunity or that business to come right into your lap, you have to create the energy, because energy is real. Energy is real. And when you create this energy that allows you to appreciate life and how valuable it is, going back to the beginning of the episode, then you start to see the difference and the blessings enter your life. May today be everything you ask of it and more. Have a powerful one. Take care. Hey guys, don't forget to hit that like, share, and subscribe button. I'll be posting a new episode of the Wake Up Great podcast every Wednesday, available on all listening platforms. Take care.